Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting a like, that subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's crack straight on with today's first story. Now, this first story came from the subreddit Legal Advice, from a user called Difficult Path, who said, "My brother hacked into everything and is trying to control my life. In my second year of undergrad at a state university in California, I'm having an issue with my brother, who is in his late 20s and a computer engineer. This is relevant to my issue. As a side note, I know very little about computers other than basic Googling skills. My brother is a very type A person, very perfectionist and hardworking, often to the detriment of himself and others. He is a nice and positive person, and he is successful in the traditional sense, but he is very controlling and has a bit of an overblown ego. I'm much more of a relaxed person, and the two of us share very little in the way of interests or guiding philosophies. I'm a visual arts major who likes to draw, and he's the type of person who watched Fight Club and thought that Tyler Durden was onto something. We get along, but have hostilities. My brother resents the fact that I'm not like him and that I don't look up to him as a role model. He is very fond of mocking my interests, hobbies, career plans, and he often talks literally about a plan for me in which I change my major to engineering and start taking his advice. When he brings this up now over the phone, I stop talking to him for whatever amount of days/weeks until he apologizes and we do it all over again. 2 weeks ago, my brother made a joke referencing a piece of digital art I drew on my laptop. I didn't think anything of it until I realized after the call ended that I never posted that piece of art anywhere, not even onto any cloud service. It had only been available on my physical laptop. I was nervous and downloaded malware bytes, but it didn't find anything. Thinking back, I also recalled my brother making a joke about something I said to a friend privately on my Discord, which was also not publicly available. Checking Gmail and a few other websites I'm on that showed options, I discovered someone had been logging into my account from an unfamiliar computer and had then been doing so for about a week. I called my brother about this and he laughed and told me that he had remote access to my computer and that he'd be checking up on everything I was doing from this point on. I told him that was ridiculous and he basically laughed and said that people today have no reasonable expectation of privacy anyway. Without going into detail, I've basically discovered that my brother literally has access to everything in my life. My bank account, school account, my art/chat accounts, all the files on my computer. He has referenced information that leads me to think there is a very good chance of him having a camera/microphone in my room. He has been in my apartment in the last month, and the only reason I think he might not is because I haven't been able to find it. There is nothing on my computer or cloud files or anything I'm even remotely embarrassed about. But the idea that my brother has all my information is terrible and I want him to stop. I don't feel comfortable in my apartment or using my computer/personal accounts anymore. I'm writing this from my school's library. Is there a way to clearly show him that this is wrong with an amount of force and guarantee my privacy in the future without getting him in serious trouble? My brother is an idiot and I'm pissed at him for this, especially in the way he acts, like it's a joke or that he's doing it to mentor me, which he keeps saying, like he has called me knowing my class schedule, which I never told him and reminded me to go to my classes, etc. But I don't want his life to be ruined over this, even if he is an asshole. He has also joked about dropping my classes, which I got really pissed at and he assured me it was a joke, but I still feel uncomfortable that he'd even hint at that. Thanks. And as I mentioned, we do have an update on this, and all this post was recovered from like a Reddit archive, which I think is called undit.com, where you can see previous posts and all that kind of thing. But we only have a few comments on this one, which we'll cover straight away. So Veneri says and quotes a section and says, "Your brother is committing federal crime acts. This is not a joke. This is not no big deal. This is prosecution would offer him 3 years if he was nice shit. You need to tell him in no uncertain terms what he's doing is illegal. That you have no issue whatsoever reporting him to law enforcement and that it needs to stop yesterday. And if he doesn't desist, you need to get a temporary restraining order and make a police report." Leprechaun says, "IT guy here, it is important to note that if your brother is using normal legit tools to get remote access to your computer, that isn't considered malware. Consider malware as going through the back door. Your brother might have gotten to your computer and set it up in such a way that he can just go through the front door using software which wouldn't be suspicious to malware bytes at all. Software that behaves normally, that you can turn off and will uninstall nicely if you want them to go away. Since these aren't viruses, you can just get into the settings and turn them off or uninstall them. You just need to know how to turn them off. There are built-in remote access tools in Mac and Windows, and there are tools made by other companies that do this as well. I would recommend you see if the built-in remote access tool is turned on. Just search remote access Windows 10 or remote access Mac in Google, and then you'll find a guide how to turn it on. Just use that to check whether it is already on and to turn it off. If it is off, search your computer for common remote access tools like LogMeIn, TeamViewer, AnyDesk, Chrome Remote Desktop, VNC Connect, or any other similar software. As long as he has access to your computer, he can basically get all your passwords. So once you have done the above, change all your online passwords." And the rest is just pretty much more practical advice on what to do, how to get rid of certain programs, etc., which, you know, I'm all for a bit of learning. Although I am very aware of how the remote access stuff works. I watch a channel called Kit Boga who basically deals with scam callers and strings them along, plays characters and strings them along for hours at a time. The longest one I saw, he strung them along for 10 hours. Check him out sometime. But imagine finding out that a family member is basically seeing your whole life like this. And it sounds like it was just so like blasé about it as well. Like, "Oh yeah, I'm just watching your whole life. I need to mentor you, need to guide you through life because you can't do this yourself without me watching you and listening to your conversations." That's weird level shit. Someone done that to me, I would instantly lose trust for them just like that. Because if they're willing to go that far into your life, what else are they willing to do? It just loses all trust with me, basically. So yeah, I would want nothing to do with that person again. And I know it's difficult because it's family, etc., but you know, there's limits. But as I said, we do have several updates on this one, so we're going to move right over there now. So the first update says, "Without going into a lot of detail, based on some of the stuff I read on here and a conversation with a friend, I realized that the way I viewed the relationship with my brother was incredibly messed up, and I decided to act more seriously about this. I was thinking about how to proceed last night while cleaning, and then I actually found a camera. I know I said I thought there was one before, but I don't think I really consciously did. It was in my bathroom. I've gone to the police station and for now have an injunction against my brother. I also reported the computer hacking along with a text and a phone message he sent where both alludes to and directly confirms it. So, I don't know what happened, but I feel a lot better having taken this right. I appreciate the comments people sent. It helped a lot. Thanks." Update 2. "Without exaggeration, this was probably the worst of my life. After getting served the injunction / temporary restraining order thing, my brother 1. Told my parents and 2. Chose to immediately violate it. He left me several messages that essentially was low key, threatening to ruin my life, and I was scared, so I reported it. He was taken to jail and, to my current understanding, is going to get a type of misdemeanor charge for it, and if he already hasn't. I don't know if he's in jail right now. I knew my parents were going to take his side, but they have effectively disowned me for this. My parents are very religious, conservative Catholics. I'm not religious anymore, but they don't know that, and they were very upset by me reporting it. That's an understatement. I have enough scholarships where I'll be able to continue paying for my living expenses / school with my part-time job, but the way they treated me was horrible. They are very upset because this will probably screw up his college according to the talks we've had. They said I'm disgusting / not welcome home, etc. My dad sent me a video of him and my mum burning most of my belongings I left at his house. Not much important to me, but still. They didn't believe me about the camera, and my dad said he specifically didn't care, even if it was there, just screaming the entire time. I stopped answering my phone and checking my email because it terrifies me. I bought a new cheap computer because even though someone helped me wipe it clean, I'm honestly too scared of using the old one at this point. The worst of it is over, I think, but I feel like I felt in a pit. I can't.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Stop crying. Update 3. Hi. Still in California. I'm having some new problems since my last update and I'm unsure how to handle them. I'd like to say things have been good, but they haven't. I had to stop school this semester because I became extremely depressed and couldn't handle the workload of both school/work and some personal things I'm focused on relating to my sexual orientation. Planning on going back next semester. Really can't focus on anything past work and my life feels very empty right now. Need to leave the house more, lol, and talk to someone who isn't a customer. My brother is still in police custody and still in the process of getting convicted, which apparently takes much longer than I thought. My parents and a few random people their age, who I think they have recruited for this, have been continually harassing me through various electronic means/random phone numbers. They do *67 or something, and spreading false rumors about me, and I was too depressed to deal with it properly with another restraining order slash other thing, so it's just been easier to ignore. My main problem at the moment is that I'm trying to get a new job, but I can't because I need my social security number. When I broke off with my parents and this happened, I had some of my important documents with me, but not the ones that college students won't use on a daily basis. Passport, SSN, birth certificate. I'm embarrassed, but I don't have it memorized. The last time I needed it, my parents sent me a picture before all this happened, but I no longer have that in my texts. I called my parents to send them to me and tried to make it sound like I'd call the police if they didn't, and my father implied that he either burned them or would never give them to me. He didn't visibly burn them in the video he sent, but I don't know if that was everything. I have trouble talking to him right now and I couldn't maintain it. I tried calling his parish leader, who I know, and he told me he'd talk to my parents about not giving me the info slash harassing me, but it hasn't done anything if he did. Surprise, surprise. The only documents I have to prove ID are my permit and school ID, which is useless in this scenario. I need more documents if I want to get a new social security number card. I'm also scared of my parents having this information because I think they might try to mess with my life. I'm afraid that if I call the police, my dad will just claim that he never had it and burn it slash hide it forever, and then I'm screwed without any way to fully prove my current identity to get new documents. Also, I'd want to change my name, and I'd appreciate if anyone knows the best way about doing that, or if it'd be too much pain right now. Not that big of a deal, and honestly still lazy, but would make me feel better if it's not a big thing. Thank you very much to the people here who have been very helpful to me at a point in my life when I don't really have anyone to talk to or give me advice in regards to these type of legal issues. Update 4. I just want to make this post because I think it's good to make a point about how the world actually works, and I don't like leaving things under the false impression that everything ended up okay. The last 5 months of 2018 were the worst months of my life because of everything that happened with my brother and me being disowned by my family, my family's friends, and many other people who I thought I knew slash respected. I ended up getting my documents back without too much trouble, but after that everything has been a loss. My brother was not really punished in any substantive way. My parents have endeavored to protect him, and he basically got something on the level of probation, no jail time. He was fired but has been hired again with a much better job with a small private company because, I'm told, of a connection with a colleague. He, or my parents, but I think him for various reasons, had various people call me up from unlisted numbers with vaguely threatening messages, calling me a whore, or just breathing on the phone until I had to get a new number. Rumors have been spread about me to the point where I don't feel comfortable even talking to nice people I knew because I'm afraid they'd judge me based off things they've seen that aren't true. I still am not going to be able to go back to college this semester because of personal and financial reasons, and I basically have lost all my friends due to either personal insecurity, severe depression, or the rumors. I don't leave my house outside of work, and I'm not taking care of myself in the way I should. Very grossly thin and pale. Working on getting better though. And I've been having very terrible dreams about going to hell and burning alive forever, which are driving me crazy. I'm not going to do anything dramatic, but mentally, I'm not where I need to be. I'm not trying to make this a pity party, and I acknowledge that I'm a big part of the reason this happened, in the sense that I'm not handling it in the most productive way, and I'm not asking for help. I have a shitty job that allows me to stay alive fine, just having trouble getting to school, which I think I'll be able to start again this summer. But I want to emphasize how fucked up the whole system is. This is the second time in my life I've been put in a position, and my first time as an adult, and someone trying to report it, and either way, I've been screwed, lied to, and watched the person who ruined my life get away and live happier ever after. Nobody cares about people who get violated, and I understand why they don't come out and report. It's all rigged. My brother, his girlfriend, and my parents are on a 2-week long Hawaiian cruise right now, smiling and laughing, and I'm in my apartment, still unable to sleep right because of all of this. Happy New Year. Enjoy your cruise, lol. What a cool picture of a water slide. Again, thanks to this community at the least, it was a big help in the early stages where I needed to get my thoughts together, and I really appreciated it. Hope everyone who was cool about it gets the type of life they deserve. Really, thank you. Update 5. I've moved to another state now. For the purposes of the final update, it doesn't matter. Things have settled for me. As of 4 weeks ago, and I remembered a lot of people sending me messages and PMs, so I thought I would give a final update. Life isn't good in the sense that everything is perfect. I 100% absolutely do not believe in karma, or that good things happen to people who do good, and versus with evil people. But things ended up working that way in this scenario after all the shit. Long story short, is 3 months ago my brother was diagnosed with a terminal illness, and he died about 2 months later this April. We don't have a family history with this, and I found out about it more than a month after his diagnosis. Did not see him after his death, and whatever campaign he had to bug me with his buddies just stopped all of a sudden when he found out about it. So I guess he lost interest once he found out he didn't have much time. I don't know many details because I'm not involved, and I obviously didn't try to be, but he's dead. I'm glad. Felt bad about it for a day or two and then just thought, no, really done with it. The universe threw me one fucking freebie and I'm going to appreciate it. I honestly feel free and happy, and I hope he died in as much pain as could be expected. My life is good right now. The past 9 months have been some of the worst times of my life, but things have settled into almost niceness. Uni is postponed at the moment and maybe forever, but I found a good job I like in a much cheaper state that I like more and don't have to work a lot. I have plenty of free time now and I'm having fun with it instead of sitting in misery. Started drawing again and reading incredibly depressing online superhero novels. Also pushing myself to make new friends and going to look into therapy soon. Feeling alive again. Taking care of my health again and I'm not under eating anymore. Parents have reached out twice and I ignored them. Planning to do again and forever. Hope they rot and I don't feel bad about it anymore. I'm sick of feeling guilty, sick of feeling sick. They're the fucked up people, not me. All I want to do now is hear about whenever they go and join my brother. I don't want to say my brother suddenly got cancer and died and that fixed everything and I'm happy now, because that isn't true. But he died and I'm glad about it, and yes, it did make me feel happy, and I'm finding it much easier to be happy now. I wish I could say I didn't need luck to fix my problems, but whatever. Thanks for everyone who sent me messages and offered me types of help, even if I didn't take it. I had 4 one-time conversations with 4 people, and that meant a lot to me. Hope only nice things happen to you guys. Thanks again. This one had me so incredibly angry for OP and what they had to go through, that the family enabled the brother doing what he was doing, you know, basically attempting to control OP's life, having access to the computer, all the files, all her chat, basically all her life. There was a camera in the bathroom, for Christ's sake. And instead of the parents, like normal people, stepping back and thinking, what the hell's going on here? Need to investigate, let's look into it. Just took brother's side and disowned OP just like that. And then was so malicious about it as well. You know, not giving her documents, burning stuff in front of her. And I really can't blame OP for feeling the way they did in that last update. They basically lost all connections that they had with the people around them, friends, family, etc., because of the way that they was treated. You know, the victim in this was treated. Their life turned upside down when, you know, the brother's the one that caused all of this. And I got to say, I'm very glad OP did stay no contact with the parents anymore. Why would you want to let that back into your life after what they've put you through? But there is a little part of me just curious, and I'm not saying OP should have done it at all, but what they would have said after all that, what their excuses would be for the way they acted, or would they just try to play it down and just come back into OP's life just like that? They ended up choosing one child in this situation, favouring one child, enabling one child, and then in the end, lost them both. But what do you guys make of this situation? How would you have handled that if you was OP? How would you have dealt with that? How would you feel? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And as always, just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today, getting involved in the channel. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me, and it changes everything I do every single day. So thank you so much for the love, time, and support, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch
my legs. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Eat some breakfast, milk and eggs. Brush my teeth up, wash my face. Throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.